Yeah, and we have a lot to get to here.
All right. Oh, wait.
Throwback Thursday.
Yes. Throwback Thursday, Friday.
Right.
So, Fight Night's coming up, guys.
I heard about that.
Is there a sign up here at the Summer Bash?
Right there.
Okay. Excellent.
So P1's interested in fighting at Fight Night can email in or go to Summer Bash and sign up.
If you get all crossways with someone in the pool and he's hitting on your girl, don't settle it here.
No.
Yeah. Go sign up for Fight Night.
So we wanted to, and really, if you, when you think about Fight Night and the greatest fight in ticket Fight Night history, it's clear. It's not TC's. It's Jake versus Mike in Duncanville. Mm-hmm. And so to recap, Mike in Duncanville was a routine Cowboys postgame caller who I believe whole goal was to irritate Norm, right?
Yeah. I mean,
if he has any positive qualities, that's it.
Yeah, which
he also loved the Cowboys. I do think that should be said.
Okay. I mean, at the base, yes, Dan, it's a great bit just to irritate Norm. Here's a little taste of that.
Look at Tom Brady's offense. That's not a fair stat, Norm. This what I'm
Mike,
talking about. Norm,
after 10 games, stats become fair. Matt Ryan, this is not a team.
Are you telling me that was a good game plan to go out and try to run the football?
I think it was a hell of a good game plan. I think it was a hell of a good game plan. Because you don't want to give all the Breeze 14 or 15 times in the game. Mike, if you'd have thrown it 50 times, you'd have lost 70. You'd have lost 75 to 17, Mike.
It was going to happen. No, bullshit, Norm. It was going to happen
Mike,
no matter what.
Mike, goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah. Had enough.
Profanity
with the language
was too much.
And so he, routine caller, fought with Norm a lot, and in his eyes, he became a pretty recognizable name and voice on the station, so much so that he began asking for more airtime. And I believe, I mean, Jake, fill me in here, but he began tweeting at everyone on the station that, you know, he was a name, he needed more airtime, he deserved to be on the air just as much as you in particular, which I think upset you.
I believe the phrase that he used to use was, I move the needle.
Yeah, we'll hear that.
Okay.
But that's kind of how this thing built, was he went from caller in the post game to now he fights with Norm, and you could even hear it, you know, in some of the clips where Norm, let's go to Mike in Duncanville. He knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And so he just... His self-worth gets inflated because he thinks he moves the needle. So I know, Jake, you took issue with him, but how did he go from that guy to, okay, let's fight at Fight Night?
Okay, so here's what happened. He said repeatedly, I move the needle, I deserve a show. And I said, well, I can't help you with that. But if you would like an internship for, at the time, Bad Radio, I'm happy to welcome you. And he said, I'm not an intern. I'm a host.
Wow.
And that's where things got a bit sideways.
Yeah, you offered to teach him how to edit
audio.
Yeah,
I was like, all right. Yeah, I mean, I had the emails. I was like, all right, you know, here's the program we use, and you can learn how to do this and this.
Same thing maybe you told Monty or somebody back in the day.
Right, right. And
they did
he
it.
Was not having that.
Worked themselves onto the air somehow.
Right,
and,
right.
But he didn't. He had already done the work. So he was ready for the air now.
He moved the needle.
Yeah,
clearly. So this, I mean, something had to have happened, right? He mouthed off or somebody dropped in, hey, you two should fight at Fight Night.
I think that actually, as many things do, I think that actually happened on Twitter. Like, he's tweeting me nonstop, hey, you know, where's my job? Where's my hosting gig? And I said, dude, enough. And someone said, why don't you fight at Fight Night? And I said, why not?
All right, so he signs up for Fight Night.
Shut up, Pam.
And when you sign up for Fight Night, I mean, this is a legit ordeal. There are actual trainers at Fight Night, real judges. Lawrence Cole is the referee, a renowned boxing referee. I mean, it's legit.
Yeah.
So you have to come up to the station. You get weighed, height measured, you know, yada, yada, yada. And while he was doing that, you guys decide to have him on the air. Now, Dan is not in this audio. Dan was out that day. So what was that meeting like? Like, was it an easy decision to have him on?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say it was easy. It was just that, you know, we were trying to...
Did you say this is already after Fight Night's booked?
Yeah.
Okay, so we interview fighters sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And he was up there for that.
Well, yeah. Okay. And just sensing Bob's tension, I feel like you may have had to sell him on it.
That's fair.
So that's why I asked. So you guys have Mike and Duncanville in studio, and it goes about the way that you think. You have to dump them twice. Let's hear it next.
That's a tease, America. That is a tease.
Absolutely we will.
Lawrence Cole with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. He checks Mike and Duncanville to see that he's fine. He is, and we continue in round two.
So yeah. Basically, though, was it a destruction from start to finish?
Oh, yeah. That guy was never in it.
Yeah, he, again, like I've said, he didn't really want to fight. And, like, I had done...
He wanted to hype.
I'd done sparring.
Yeah.
So, like, I had gotten rocked, four or five times by a guy much bigger than me, much more experienced than I was. And I'm thinking, all right, this guy's going to hit me. It's going to be embarrassing. What's Dan going to say?
Did he ever hit you?
Not at all.
Okay, you didn't walk out of there feeling like, oh, man.
Not even
a body blow?
Not... there might have been one body blow, but,
okay, but
he didn't
want
to fight. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he was just kind of trying to avoid you and move around the ring?
Yeah. Which is a decent strategy because I didn't know what to do about that. I'm like, all right, I guess I have to walk this guy down now.
Yeah, most guys that I'm sparring with spar.
Exactly. They come at you. Exactly.
Well, and you, what are there, 1-minute rounds? You don't really have a lot of time to do that.
You do not.
So, yeah, the fight was a little weird, but then, yeah, you knock him down in round two. I think you won every round. And then...
all nine.
that's exactly right, yeah.
But then we catch up with Mike and Duncanville after the fight, and do you think he tipped his cap to you?
I think Mike, so, yeah. He was.
That kind of... Yeah, that checks out, right?
You got to be disappointed in yourself there. It's too late at night. I'm usually in bed right now.
Hey, watch the language.
Whoa. Here are the excuses.
Watch the language. No cussing here, Mike. Did you not prepare for this fight?
No, I did, but like I said, I'm usually asleep right now.
Oh.
Tired. Tired, man.
Just tired. Just didn't have it tonight.
No.
Mike, anything you want to say is kind of to make peace with this crowd?
More me. More me.
More me.
Still more him. It never ends.
All right, so there is no reconciliation with Jake?
No.
Did the better man win?
Did the better man win, Mike?
No, absolutely not. If we would have gone on the ground, if we didn't have gloves on...
Oh, if they had just another round... He doesn't even want his medal, his participation medal. He's thrown it in the Ohio River.
Please don't throw any objects, please, please.
So because it was late at night...
That was great, yeah.
And he had to wear boxing gloves.
Yeah. Silly gloves.
He's more of a street fighter.
Go to the ground.
Jake, you've had a lot of like really awesome moments. I think this may be your best. This post fight interview is up there.
I am here with the ticket ferrette, Jake Kemp. Jake, that was a destruction.
I think we should call that a knockout. He was on the ground half the fight. He only landed one. First and foremost, I want to thank my trainer at the gym in Arlington, thegym.org, my man Ryan Connor.
Hey, thank you for thanking me.
If you don't back up, I'm going to hurt you again.
Mike doesn't care. He's
number
talking.
Number two, I'd like to thank my nutritional partner, the taco joint. Number three, because God always comes third, I'd like to thank our Lord and Savior who died for our sins, Harambe.
And
number four,
I'd like
to thank this punk bitch. You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station in our estimation.
Go someplace else for your bitching.
Awesome.
What a night.
Where is that little bitch today? When was the last time anyone heard from
that
him?
That was about
He's
it.
He's right here. He's co-hosting the
Yeah.
That seriously was about it. Like,
it kind of was.
Yeah, that neutered it.
Yeah.
Neutered is gone. The bluster, the bravado. That was guys, great, dude. You didn't sound bad. You sounded awesome.
Well, maybe he's going to apply for Norm's spot.
That's right. It's available.
Yeah.
Getting beat in front of everybody.
And the fear of you, really.
Oh, come on.
And you, you can tell in the pre-fight. So here, like, you know, you interview Mike and Duncanville, then you go to Jake. Jake was locked in.
We're here with a very focused ferret.
Ferret.
Jake, what's going through your mind right now?
Let's do this.
He doesn't want to talk. He wants action.
This is this is not a bit. This is organic. This just occurred out of nowhere. You actually don't like this guy.
No, I hate him. He's a loudmouth a-hole.
You reached out to him once Mike had emailed everybody here.
Let's do this.
Let's fight!
Wow.
Let's fight!
Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight!
So Dan is trying to be a radio man and reset, and Jake's like, no, come on.
Well, and also...
And I regret
okay,
that.
Yeah, like... Not.
I mean, it is an on-air bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
But I don't blame you. No time for that, man. I'd never been more proud of a coworker than that night.
Thank you.
And so, in listening back to the fight, it sounds like Mike and Duncanville was trying the rope-a-dope. I don't know. It got off to a really weird start. I pulled a little bit of the fight audio here. I think this is from round two.
His left liver. Which on Kemp moves in with the right. Kemp again. Oh. Kemp is actually rocked him there.
Down he goes.
That is a knockdown.
Down he goes.
I think we will get a standing eight count there.
Absolutely we will.
Lawrence Cole with 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, and 8. He checks Mike and Duncanville to see that he's fine. He is, and we continue in round two.
So basically, though, was it a destruction from start to finish?
Oh, yeah. That guy was never in it.
Yeah, he, again, like I've said, he didn't really want to fight. And, like, I had done...
he wanted to hype.
I'd done sparring.
Yeah.
So, like, I had gotten rocked, four or five times by a guy much bigger than me, much more experienced than I was, and I'm thinking, all right, this guy's going to hit me. It's going to be embarrassing. What's Dan going to say?
Did he ever hit you?
Not at all.
Okay, you didn't walk out of there feeling like, oh, man.
Not
even a body blow?
Not. There might have been one body blow, but,
okay,
but he didn't
want
to fight. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he was just kind of trying to avoid you and move around the ring?
Yeah. Which is a decent strategy because I didn't know what to do about that. I'm like, all right, I guess I have to walk this guy down now.
Yeah, most guys that I'm sparring with spar.
Exactly. They come at you. Exactly.
Well, and you, what are there, 1-minute rounds? You don't really have a lot of time to do that.
You do not.
So, yeah, the fight was a little weird, but then, yeah, you knock him down in round two. I think you won every round. And then...
all nine.
that's exactly right, yeah.
But then we catch up with Mike and Duncanville after the fight, and... do you think he tipped his cap to you?
I think Mike, so, yeah.
That checks out, right?
You got to be disappointed in yourself there.
It's too late at night. I'm usually in bed right now.
Oh.
I'm tired.
Oh, hey, watch the language.
Whoa. Here are the excuses.
Watch the language. No cussing here, Mike. What did you did you not prepare for this fight?
No, I did, but like I said, I'm usually asleep right now.
Oh.
Tired. There we go.
Just tired. Just didn't have it tonight.
No.
Mike, anything you want to say is kind of to make peace with this crowd?
More me. More me.
More me.
Still more him. It never ends.
All right, so there is no reconciliation with Jake?
No.
Did the better man win?
Did the better man win, Mike?
No, absolutely not. If we would have gone on the ground, if we didn't have gloves on.
Oh, if they had just another round. He doesn't even want his medal, his participation medal. He's thrown it in the Ohio River.
Please don't throw any objects, please, please.
So because it was late at night.
That was great, yeah.
And he had to wear boxing gloves.
Yeah. Silly gloves.
He's more of a street fighter.
Go to the ground.
Jake, you've had a lot of like really awesome moments. I think this may be your best. This post fight interview is up there.
I am here with the ticket ferret, Jake Kemp. Jake, that was a destruction.
I think we should call that a knockout. He was on the ground half the fight. He only landed one. First and foremost, I want to thank my trainer at the gym in Arlington, thegym.org, my man Ryan Connor.
Hey, thank you for thanking me.
If you don't back up, I'm going to hurt you again.
Mike doesn't care. He's
number
talking.
Two, I'd like to thank my nutritional partner, the taco joint. Number three, because God always comes third, I'd like to thank our Lord and Savior who died for our sins, Harambe. And number four, I'd like
sorry.
To thank this punk bitch. You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station and our estimation. Go someplace else for your bitching.
Awesome.
What a night.
Where is that little bitch today? When was the last time anyone heard from
that
him?
That was about
He's
it.
He's right here. He's co-hosting the
Yeah.
That seriously was about it. Like
it kind of was.
Yeah, that neutered it.
Yeah.
Neutered is gone. The bluster, the bravado. That was great, dude. You didn't sound bad. You sounded awesome.
Well, maybe he's going to apply for Norm's spot.
That's right. It's available.